Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 7.05¾, down 7.5. March, 7.05, down 4.25. Soft December wheat, 6.48, down 7. March, 6.62¼, down 6.5. December corn, 4.11, down 4.25. July, 4.35, down 5. January soybeans, 13.23¾, down 12¾. July, 12.79½, down 8.5. December soybean meal, 450.50, down 6.10. December soybean oil, 40.09, down 13. December live cattle, 133.12½, down 35. January feeder cattle, 165.45, down 2.5. And December lean hogs, 85.87½, and they are up 20.
Learnard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learnard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learnard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Interesting day in the soybean pit thus far. Fundamentals still seem positive for beans. Chick sets up, and it might bode well for meal going forward into January. However, a little bit of oversold in the marketplace as well. And now we're looking at a key reversal lower in the January contract.
Yeah, it was firm overnight. And, you know, as we moved into the morning trade here, just sort of gave up a ship, per se. The January bean did reach a technical upside objective of this 13.45½. It got to 13.46. And, you know, technically it was a spot that maybe enough's enough for now. Maybe the market's due for some type of price correction on the technical side of the equation. Then fundamentally, no real new bean sales being announced here. You know, we priced a lot of bullishness in last week's export sales report, weekly report that is. It showed, strong sales. Today's bean shipments expected to be strong, 65 to 75 million bushels of beans being shipped out that's been already bought. But then, too, in China, there's, you know, some talk this morning that China's preparing to end its producer minimum price support program and replace it with a direct subsidy payment, so there's a little concern about that. So beans have been the strong one, a lot of spreading, buying beans, selling corn, buying beans, selling wheat. And we're starting to see the bean market kind of cool down for today at least.
So to the downside, what would give bulls pause on the technical chart?
Well, on the short-term scale, this 1308 area is going to be your first support. Second portion is going to be just below the $13 level, it's 1296. So those are going to be the two areas to watch here, especially if we go ahead and close lower and get that reversal down that you mentioned here at the top of the commentary.
And is corn just feeling the pressure of the soybeans today?
Well, corn had a little trouble in the overnight trade, and I think the unwinding of the spreads helped support corn. Main fundamental news in the corn is that China's rejected another two cargoes of U.S. corn on unimproved GMO varieties. That makes a total of three so far, and the fear is that this corn's going to have to be moved to a cheaper source in Asia there, which I'm sure somebody's going to be gladly to take at a discount price, of course. But it's kind of interesting to know either this is true GMO concerns or else this is some type of dispute between the buyer and the seller, for say, or some other political concern. It's kind of interesting to note that, a year ago here, not too long ago, when world corn supplies were relatively tight, there was no concerns about GMO. Now all of a sudden there is. So it's getting caught in maybe some type of political play here. The main trend remains down, but it's trying to search for some type of low here to give a little bit of a bounce.
There is some lowering of pig production in China, though, for the year, right?
That is the other part of the news out of China, particularly, correct? When you look at feed demand for pork in Asia, that's been a little lower than expected here. Maybe ideas we've seen a slowdown in the feed. But then, too, we got to remember with tight global supplies, they might have found alternative sources too to feed also. So the Chinese numbers are a little bit of concern here. And with corn expecting to see a resurge in export news, when you look at the exports compared to a year ago, exports almost doubling, this export market for corn is very, very sensitive.
So the December low now 4.10 1/2. That sort of matches up with some lows earlier on and bodes the potential for what? Some tests around $4?
4.05, about another nickel lower than 4, but there's going to be support about every nickel or 10 cents lower from here. The key is to sort of see where we close here today on that. When we did make the low here about 2 weeks ago at this 4.10 and 3/4, we're able to make a new low and close higher. So we're trying to reverse up out of the hole here. We've had up a daily reversal to the upside about every 2 to 3 weeks here. So it's going to be important for corn to try to hold the overnight low.
Meanwhile, there's talk that U.S. production is going to increase come the next round of crop productions. I guess that would be in the January report. And we're looking at some ending stock numbers above 2 billion again, when there was some sense that maybe it was going to be under 2 billion.
Well, talking to producers, continue to hear best corn yields ever in some areas. Pleasantly surprised, a lot more bushels than what they anticipated. But you got to remember that on the feed use side of the equation, that's going to be raised to offset some of this bigger production number. Feed use categories, miscellaneous category, and I would not expect them to go over much over 2 billion bushels at this point in time. But, you know, we got a long time between now and that January report, and then they'll keep revising that number well after January, probably clear into next summer.
So is there a basis play in here between now and the end of the year for producers?
Well, the basis play's been on. It's firmed up quite a bit here from what we saw in early harvest. We feel that basis is going to remain firm. Basis is going to show another bounce here as with these lower prices here. Producers are tight holders, and they're going to have to keep the cash market somewhat firm here to keep the movement flowing into the pipeline. Our fear is that after the first of the year in here, things could probably be a little weaker on the basis side from 2 points. One is producer selling, and secondly, we're just not quite confident in what's going on with the talk out of Washington.
So anything else before we let you go today that we need to keep an eye on this week?
Well, there's going to be question whether we follow through the downside and through here or not. From a producer's point of view here, we're still targeting this mid-December time window to get caught up on some cash sales. So we'll see how the shipments go and some of these weekly reports here as we go through the week.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current ticket in the marketplace, hard red December wheat, 7.06 down 7.25. March, 7.03 3/4 down 5.5. Soft December wheat, 6.48 3/4 down 6.25. March, 6.61 1/4 down 7.5. December corn, 4.11 down 4.25. July, 4.35 down 5. January soybeans, 13.22 3/4 down 13.75. July, 12.80 down 8. December soybean meal, 4.50 20 down 6.40. December soybean oil, 40.15 down 7. December live cattle, 133.07 1/2 down 40. And December lean hogs are 85.92 1/2 up 25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.